Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof. With lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. From under heaven, and everything that in the earth shall die. Genesis 6:12-17. The whole earth had become corrupted with sin to the extent that it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Genesis 6:6. Sin is a violation of the nature of God. We see the precise instructions that were given to Noah if he was to escape the destruction that was coming. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Genesis 6:22. Because Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations and walked with God, did Noah find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Genesis 6:8-9. What God commands is the rule by which we must live. Men have not been left with their own way to obey God, but rather a rule of authority has been given from heaven. Jesus taught his hearers, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. Many claim to have different interpretations of God's authority. Could Noah have misinterpreted God's instructions and been pleasing unto him? By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Hebrews 11:7. Faith is obedience to the commandments of God. Faith is respect for what God requires. Faith listens with fear and complies with God's directions. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people. Walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Jeremiah 7:23. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.